Paul, fantastic result last week, but it was, I thought, a fantastic performance. What did you make of it?
Yeah, I thought we were very, very disciplined in regards to our approach and very, very patient in our approach and what we did. And to reset and respond from the start that we made, because I thought we were pretty loose at first set. I can remember the first set when they scored the try, I just thought, I said to Kieran at the side, I said, these are running a bit too hard for us today at the moment. And it was only a couple of minutes into the set, and they scored the try, and well deserving of it. But our ability to just reset and crack on and just get back on to our job, I think it's a very, very good quality to be able to have. And obviously I'd like not to go 6-0 down in the first set, but to be able to respond and then go back in at 19-6, I thought was a real, real good quality of a real good sign of quality within our group.
So Danny Brough dropped some goals in the second half. What about Jake Connors dropped goals before half time? What did you make of that one?
Yeah, it's like him. It was a scruffy little thing, wasn't it? Jake looks very, when you look at him, he looks very uncomfortable in everything he does. But he's one of the most talented people with a ball in his hand and kicking and whatever. And to just snap a little drop goal like that, it's once again, it shows the quality of him and the confidence in him to be able to do that as well.
He carried it very strongly as well, I thought, first
half. Yeah, Jake's been real good value for us this year in regards to his the positions he's played. Been all over, he's played half, he's played full-back, he's played on the wing, he's played in the centres. He's, I think, hooker and third loose forward might be his next stage, but we'll see. But he's going well, Jakey, and he's one that we have to keep on top of because he can get lazy every now and again and just needs pushing in the right direction. But that don't take that as a... He's lazy, he just needs a little bit of prod every now and again. And I remember early in the year one game when I told him he wasn't playing, and he went out into training and killed it, and I said, right, you've changed my mind, you're playing. And he's been good value for us this year, Jake, real good for us.
We've seen some other players in a fine run of form as well, like Kudjoe, McGilvery's scoring his tries, and Ryan Briley's coming in now, weighing in with some. Your free play options were fantastic the other night. Is that something you practice, or is that just up to them?
A little bit. One of the things with Leeds and a little bit the teams that just play a little bit off the cuff is the one that you got to be careful of is playing like them, because you're not used to playing that way. And Leeds are very, very... That's the right way of putting it. They like to play. They like to throw the ball around, and their style of play has been a credit to them because it's been successful. And we think for a couple of times we've worked on some transition type stuff early in the field. And I thought Leeds come up with a couple of errors, and we started the next. Our tackle one was on 40 or 50 metres or a try, and them's the things that we have been working on in regards to our transition. So it's pleasing to see, but it's also I'm more impressed with our patience with the ball more than anything, because where we are at the moment with the squad that we have to be a patient team and have a real high completion rate, and that takes patience and it takes some ability to play simple as well, which is something that's real pleasing.
Was that pleasing as well, the second half, the way you did, you just completely shut the game down, didn't you?
Yeah, and game management, Bruffy and Woody playing in around there, and Inchy playing nine, and Woody played some nine as well. It's good game management from us, and it's good energy management as well, because like Leeds, like I say, they've got the ability to go end to end, and that can rob you of energy. And the week before, I think we come up with a couple of plays that were a little bit dumb for us. Bruffy had another one this week when he likes throwing the ball to Jordan Lillard, and they're the situations that do really rob you of energy, because you think you're attacking try line, next minute you're defending try line, and that's what Leeds can do to you. And I thought we cut them scenarios down, way down, and it helps us with our energy ball.
In terms of the cup, you've got Wakefield in the next round. Any comment or any thoughts on
that?
Yeah,
it's, like I say, it's a fair way away. We actually play them in Super League at home, I think, a week or two before that, and it's going to be a challenge, definitely going to be a challenge. Chesney's done a real good job there. He's taken a group of blokes that were probably low on confidence and needing some direction, and he's given them exactly that, and they're going out there and to do what they've done to the beat Leeds, the beat Wigan. They didn't just beat Wigan, they've hammered Wigan, aren't they? And to do them things is only a breed confidence, and that's what he's put in that group. He's put a hell of a lot of confidence in them. They've got a lot of young local kids in there as well, and they're unfashionable, but yet exciting as well because they're playing well, so it's going to definitely be a challenge for us.
It'll be a challenge as well this weekend. You've got to go to the south of France, Catalan Dragons. They've made a great start. What do you make of them as a whole?
Very good team. Very, very good team. They've lost a couple of blocks to disciplinary, which, if I'm being honest, I'm pleased about. And else. I know they've got a quality squad there, but Dave Taylor not being there in Battier, he was their captain, it's certainly helps our cause a little bit more, but they've got some good quality people within their squad to be able to bring in as well. So it's, I like how they're playing. They're not overplaying, they're playing nice, simple things, and when they do play, they've got some real threat and they're executing it as well. So they're not worried about scoring points, and they're starting to get some fluency in the D as well.
Are they facing a different giant so than they faced at the John Smiths?
Oh, hell yeah.
A few weeks ago.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, let's hope so. Anyway, that probably the start. I know we didn't start the year real well, and it came off the back of, I think, the Catalans game came off the back of our win against OKR, and it was something that we were expecting to compete, and I thought for a bit of period we were in it, but then we just lost our way a little bit, and that was probably the start of the real dark times for us. I know we didn't get to the greatest start, but we were never really getting tonked, and it wasn't pretty for us that game. So you can use the headlines and we owe them revenge and stuff like that, but you can say that about every team because everybody's going to beat us. So it's we just got to go there with the same mentality. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter what field it is or where it is, it's still the same size. It's 100 long by 68 wide, and it's grass and it's green at the end of the day. So we just got to get out there, do our jobs, and enjoy a couple of days away together.